It's the weekend. It's John Gibbons. I'm here with Neil Atkinson and Phil Blundell to talk about the weekend's football action, because apparently there was other games as well.
What time did you find out what the Wolves Sheffield United score was? Because I think I was this morning. Yeah.
Today, yeah. I just basically had a little look for this show. I thought I better check.
There was a fight, I believe, amongst the Sheffield.
Two Sheffield United players, Jack Robinson and that Sousa Vinicius.
He always seemed like such a lovely lad at Liverpool, yeah. Jack Robinson. What's happened? The pressure?
I know nothing about this apart from the fact that there was a fight.
I read it on the bottom on Sky Sports, on the bar on Sky Sports News. That's all I know.
There we go. That's the insight that the listeners are paying the £10 a month for. Good on yous. Keep it coming.
So there was Premier League action yesterday. Did you have a nice time, Phil?
I had a lovely time, yeah. I had a great day. It was more chilled out than normal because we drove and was in the car, didn't do a great deal of drinking, was back handy, left quite late.
I did a great deal of drinking.
Yeah, I mean, you very much sounded like it on the post-match, John. So fair play. I mean, you were all having a lovely time, and it sounded like the day and the bus all sounded. It came together as a beautiful package, I think.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, me and Neil weren't on the bus stand. Yeah, we did the event the night before, but they had, you know,
bit of space for them.
They got on with it, and then on the way back, we had a scream. Like, it was really, really good. And then we did one of those where we were like, "Let's go out when we get back." And then it was about 12:30 when we got back. I still don't really understand why it was so late. And then we had one pint in Pogues, and like, that was enough. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're talking a big game to yourself, and then we got there, and I was just like, I don't want
to. Do I really need this next one? Probably not.
Yeah, so we went home from there, but it was good. And it's a trophy, Phil, and trophies are good.
They are good. The three handle. I like the three handles. I think it's the best looking trophy. The Europa League one's good as well. I like the weirdness of it. I also like the way that the Conference League trophy's like is basically the Europa League trophy, but it's like ridged. It's like the difference between a Walker's Crisp and a Walker's Max.
Oof.
It's exactly it's a bit weird. But yeah, trophies are always good. There's no such thing as a bad one, and we should just keep trying to win them all.
You've changed the wall already. I've noticed they've done it at Anfield, and they've done it at the ground as well. They had him on standby.
Maybe that's his only job. So there's no excuse. He knows when the final. You know when the games are, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know when the games are. We're paying you all year round.
It's two numbers this time as well, mate.
Yeah.
You've got to take one off, put two on.
Maybe do it. Maybe prep. We might win. So he's ready. You know what I mean? He's done it on Friday.
Yeah, like they're taking the two numbers off. They're taking numbers off and putting two on. It's similar to what might have to do for the league, because he's taking two numbers off, but he's putting two different numbers on, isn't he?
That's an excellent point. Practice. Exactly. Should the league?
I like the engraver. It's big in the golf. Like, they'll go, when someone's basically won, they'll go to the engraver and he's doing it. And they're so neat.
But again, what are they doing the rest of the year round? I mean, other engraving jobs is the answer, don't get me wrong.
Maybe not.
But it's like this moment when all of a sudden, right, let's go
from doing birthday wishes on the back of a watch to the claret jug.
Being watched doing it by 7 million people or something. Like, who rings them? Who gets in touch with them? Who says, you're up for doing the golf again? You're up for doing the golf again this year, Dave? Oh, absolutely, yeah, can't wait.